When I was about 14, I was a freshman in high school, very socially awkward, and had difficulty with girls. And I never said anything to my mom about it, but one day I was kind of sitting there feeling sorry for myself or something, and nothing ever got past my mom. And she took it upon herself to have a conversation with me, one that I've never forgotten because it was very kind, and it was very open, and it was very unexpected. And she told me that it was okay for me to feel funny, but that I had no reason to hide or to be ashamed or to feel like I was any less than anybody else, that I could let my light shine, and that if there was a girl out there that I liked, that it was okay for me to be forward enough or to be friendly enough to advance a relationship. And I think that that really established a pretty open dialogue with my mom as I went through my high school years and everything that you go through with girls. And I told her everything that I did. I really did. And she knew everything. That changed, of course, as I got older. I came home from my mission, and the thought of getting married was, I think, top of mind. And it was probably because I was away, but I didn't have those conversations with my mom anymore. And so several years passed, and we never really talked about it because I never really had anything going on for the longest time. But when I met my wife, and I brought Sandy home to meet my mom, I was really kind of surprised. And maybe it was because I hadn't prepared my mom or shared any information with her about Sandy. But mom felt that we were maybe moving along a little fast. And I suppose it had something to do with the fact that we met in March and were engaged by the end of April and got married in October. But for whatever reason, Sandy came away from that feeling that my mother didn't like her. And she was pretty tied up in knots about that. And, you know, I tell that story only because of how things ended up, because we've been married now 25 years, and my wife has her own relationship with my mother, and it's something that I have watched with great delight. She's always wanted to please my mom, but she has no idea how much over the years my mother has threatened me, and that I married an angel, and that I need to take care of her and to honor her and treat her right. And mom was always insistent about that. And that was built really between the two of them. I really appreciate those later years when Sandy would go over every now and then when my sisters needed a break for something. And my mom, you know, had a need to get her hair done or her nails done or her makeup on or whatever. And Sandy would go on over and they would sit and talk. And they would do what women do. And they would laugh, and they would cry, and they would share stories and testimonies, and there was a bond that was grown there, something greater than I ever imagined was possible, and I'll always be grateful for that, because they came to see, independent of me, really how great both of them are.